Of the day, which is you have to make an hour of the day. An hour of the day, 1/12th of the day, of course that's what an hour is. Except that the 12 hours are not what we call 12 hours, which would be from sunrise to sunset on equinox day, from 6 a.m. to 6 p.m. But rather the 12 hours begin here and end here. So we have to take that time and divide it into 12. Now, how much, if this is 12 hours actually, from here to here is 12 hours, from sunrise to sunset, and that's the amount of time it takes to walk 30 miles, right?
32, according to this picture. Right.
32. And the amount of time additional is 8, right? 4 plus 4. So 8 is how much of 32? It's 1/4, right?
Wait, where do we get the 40
meal? The 40 meal is an absolute, you can walk from dawn till absolute dark. Right? From sunrise to sunset, you can walk 32. From dawn to sunrise, 4. And from sunset to dark, another 4. 4 plus 4 equals 8. So, 32 plus 8 equals 40, right? So 32 is, in order to make up 32, to get to 40, you have to add a quarter of 32. Is that all clear? Because 8 is a quarter of 32. So add on another quarter of 32 to get to 40. So what's a quarter of 12 hours?
3.
3, right? So in other words, this, if we add on the 8 meals to the 32 meals, adding on an additional 25% to the day, instead of the day being 12 hours, the day is 15 hours, right? So this actually is 15 hours. Now, this larger span. Now, it says the Truma Kadesh. In order to get my Rebbe's 18 minutes, divide these 12 hours into, these 15 hours into 12. How much is each hour now?
61.
How much is each one? How many minutes?
60.
That's what a regular hour would be. If it was a 12-hour, 12 hours, and you divide 15 to 12, how long is each hour?
Let's do it.
1.25.
Every hour is going to be a quarter of an hour longer, right? Just like you made the day, right? A quarter longer, so to each hour will be a quarter longer, I think. Am I mistaken about that, or am I right about that? So you have to add on to each, what?
It can be the same as the day each hour. Yeah.
Isn't that true? Each hour, let's try it. 15 times 60?
It's 12.
How much is 15 times 60?
900.
900? How much? 900 divided by 12 is how much? 75, right? Is it 75?
84.
90, 60,
75, right?
75 minutes, right? Now, if you divide these 75 minutes, in other words, into 60, how long is each minute? Now, our minutes now are no longer our clock minutes. They're 1/60th of 75-minute minutes. How much? 1/60th of 75-minute hours. What's 1/60th of 75-minute hour?
1/4.
It's really each minute is 1 1/4 minutes, right?
Okay.
Each minute is 1 1/4 minutes. So a minute is 60 minutes, according to this question, is really 75 minutes. 1 minute is really 1.25 minutes, right? Now, take 1.25, which is the measure of a minute, and multiply it by 18. What do you get? How long is the 18 minutes counting this span?
22.5.
Is actually how much? 18 times 1.25?
I'm thinking I guess.
No, it's not 21. It could be made 22.5, but in this case, actually, it is. What's quarter of 18? What's a quarter? Oh, that, it doesn't work out 18? 22.5?
I think it's 22.5. Because a quarter of 18 is, what, 4.5? Because 4.5 times 4 is 18.
22.5.
Okay, so 22.5. Okay, so 22.5 is the 18 minutes, which is the 4, this corresponds to 4 times 22.5, remember, is this time. The 4 times 2 is 90 minutes, right? So therefore, what we're saying is, what the Trumas Hadeshen, what Lech B'Yosha is saying about his Rebbe, the Trumas Hadeshen's approach, is that the Trumas Hadeshen says 18 minutes, but the Trumas Hadeshen means what we would call 22.5 minutes. Because the Trumas Hadeshen is going with the Cheshbon that the 12 hours begin at dawn and end at absolute dark. Mm. And that 15-hour segment, you take and divide into 12, and then you get 18 minutes of those 1 1/4 minute minutes, and then you get 22.5.
Can you repeat that same thing one more time so I can digest? I think the first time you said I got like half of what you said.
Okay.
Maybe say one more.
It's taken me years to get it down. I still don't have it straight. There's an important point. Let me start a couple of steps behind, which is 18 minutes appears many times in halacha. The Shulchan Aruch says that 18 minutes is the amount of time it takes to walk a meal. It's based on the Rambam. It says that there's 72 minutes equivalent to 4 meals between dawn and sunrise. It's also based on the Trumas Hadeshen, which says that the amount of time it takes to walk a meal is 18 minutes. Our question was, however, how do you reconcile that with the Gemaras, which we saw in Pesachim, which have two possible measurements for the meal, 22.5 minutes and 24 minutes, but not 18 minutes? It seems irreconcilable. So what the Lech of Yosher says is the Trumas Hadeshen's 18 minutes are not our 18 clock minutes, but rather they're 18 minutes of 1 1/4 minutes. Why 1 1/4 minute minutes? Because he said the 12 hours of the day should not be measured from sunrise to sunset, but they should be measured from absolute dawn to absolute darkness. And that adds on, we reckon, an additional quarter, 25% to the day. So the day is 32, 25% of that is 8, the 4 plus 4, so anything is 25% longer. An hour is 25% longer, meaning 75 minutes, right? And a minute is 75%, the day is 75% longer, meaning it's 15 hours instead of 12 hours, the hour is 25% longer, meaning it's 75 minutes instead of 60 minutes, and the minute is 25% longer, meaning it's 1.25 minutes instead of a minute. And you take, says the Lech of Yosher, that 1.25 minutes, and you multiply that 1.25 minutes by 18, that's the Trumas Hadeshen's 18 minutes. Well, that Trumas Hadeshen's 18 minutes is what we would call ourselves 22.5 minutes. Because we divide time, we measure time, not by the Trumas Hadeshen minutes, but rather by our clock minutes. And therefore, the lesson is like Yosher, what the Trumas Hadeshen calls 18 minutes is completely reconcilable with the 22.5 minutes. Because his 18 minutes is 18 times 1 1/4 equals 22.5. How much of it did you get that time?
I'm really picking it up now.
Okay.
But doesn't that make the entire day less than 24 hours?
It makes the entire night less than 24 hours. Makes the night very short.
No, because you have 15 hours.
There's never any such thing as an equinox day.
No, I know, but you're saying you have 15 hours of daylight then, if by one calculation, which means that you would have, I guess, 9 hours of dark. But then you're saying that that 15 is actually 12, meaning that the amount of dark you have would be even less, and then so then you'd have less than a 24-hour day, a full, like, day and night period.
Who cares?
Because I thought we were supposed to have a 25-hour full day and night period. Or no, I thought because then that
doesn't matter because you always go for Shabbos from sunset to sunset, no matter how you measure the time in between. It doesn't matter how you measure the time in between. You can measure any random system you want.
Right.
But ultimately, Shabbos will always be from sunset to sunset.
So even though it's less than 24 hours, it doesn't matter. You could say, oh, it's a 476,000 hour day, and then
right.
You just have the percentage.
Just divide all that time from sunset to sunset into that.
Okay.
Yeah.
What did he multiply 22.5 by 4?
Because the Gemara said, that was in the Gemara Pesachim. The Gemara Pesachim said, the amount of time it takes to walk during the 32 meals is from sunrise to sunset. And besides those 32 meals, you have another 4 meals before sunrise you walk from dawn, and another 4 meals you walk after sunset to dark. So he's taking the 32, which would be our 12-hour day, adding an additional 8 on either side, and making that his new 12-hour day. Now this is a very, very important point to make, not just in order to know that the 18 minutes which the Pesachim mentioned is usually not our 18 minutes on the clock. But rather, 18 minutes, in other words, you see a person in 18 minutes, it doesn't mean 18 minutes. It means 18 minutes! But Truma Kadesh in 18 minutes. Except, Truma Kadesh is not so well known. I mean, he's well known, he's a big man. But the name which is normally attached to this approach is the Magen Avraham. Now, I'm sure you've all heard of the Magen Avraham's Zman for Kriya Shema. Have you ever heard of that, actually? The two Zmanim for Kriya Shema. The Magen Avraham and the Gra, right? So, the Zman for Kriya Shema is 3 hours, right? And we know, although this is not necessarily true, but we know, it's axiomatic by us, that those 3 hours are Shos Manios. A Shos Manis is 1/12 of the day light, depending on how long the day is, right? So therefore, on an equinox day, each hour is an hour. On a solstice day, each hour is like 45 minutes. Those of you who have the charts in front of you, right, so you'll see on a example in, which is, if you look on Mazda, right, look at Mazda for a minute, so, you see that he has, when the Magen Avraham, on a the only time a 60 minute, there's going to be a perfect 60 minute day, is in the middle of January. You see that? It's three months, it's the Shos Manis, Magen Avraham, and Gra. The third and fourth column from the right-hand margin. You see that? Does everybody see that? Anybody see that?
Third and fourth columns. Prop, something hour? Prop hour?
Yeah, prop hour.
Do I have one more copy?
I don't have.
We'll use
the
prop hour.
Oh, no, I do. Not true. I do. Look at the last slide. So prop hour means, you know, a proportional hour.
Right.
Proportional, divide, you know, the proportion.
Mm-hmm. Oh, yeah, so that's in January.
So I'm looking at January, right? January 7th, right? On January 7th, the proportional hour according to the Gra will be 37 minutes, right? Because between sunrise and sunset in Moscow on January 7th, there are 37 minutes times 12. It's a very short day, right? But according to the Magen Avraham, there's 60 minutes in an hour. Why? Because it's measured from here to here. Again, the Magen Avraham, like the Truma Kadesh, is dividing this period into 12. Okay? You see that?
The basis of the Truma Kadesh is the Magen Avraham.
The Magen
Avraham is later. But how come in the Gemara there's absolutely no opinion that about someone who calculates the date from that point to the last one? That's like the extreme, the most extreme you can have, right?
That's how Rabbeinu Tam explains the Gemara Pesachim. He says the Gemara Pesachim needs to calculate the date. That's how he explains it that way. Which is all. So now the Magen Avraham's 3 hours, therefore, have a, they're longer hours, but they have a big head start, right? Because his hours, the 3 hours he has to start to say Shema, they don't start over here from sunrise. They start way back when from dawn. You see that? Yeah, from Alos HaShachar. So it's three of his hours, right? Based on that. So look, take you up. Now clearly, the problem with that is, if you take a look in Moscow in May, you see, in Moscow in May, you got a problem. There is no Magen Avraham time to say Shema.
He doesn't say Shema.
Because it's already off the chart. At the end of April, your Magen Avraham time
overlaps
was 100...
Sunrise.
What?
Does it overlap the sunrise back?
Yeah, there is no absolute dawn because it never gets dark, right? So there's no absolute dawn, no absolute darkness. So how's the Magen Avraham going to measure Sof Zman Kriya Shema? There really is no time way for the Magen Avraham to measure when Shema ends at that time of year in Moscow.
That's why I go by the other one. Later.
So, Isn't that to prove that there's something wrong with
it? No, it's to prove that you should live in Moscow.
Ah, shouldn't
it? Wait, you're in Moscow and you hold by Magen Avraham, then you're not...
You can reach Shema, no, you can reach Shema all day, I think. That's what you probably could do.
What?
You can reach Shema all day.
Oh, okay.
Yeah,
it's always dawn.
It's always light. There's no darkness. It's going to Magen Avraham.
Then you don't fulfill...
Family got Mars. Mars is a problem.
So you can't live in France either.
What?
So Jews can't live in France either.
In France, yeah. So Paris. Does Paris have that problem too, according to your mom?
Yeah, starting in the end of
May.
Yeah,
Paris.
Does there have been a time also have a problem?
Right. Zora, Ben, Tom. Everybody's got problems. Right,
the
Mogadab Ram time also in Paris, but thanks to the end of
May. What about Israel? Is that absolutely no problem there?
Absolutely no problem. There is no problem. I didn't photocopy, I didn't cops photocopy New York because it's boring. It's all, everything works out fine, even though I'm not around.
New York?
See, here's Muncie.
Oh, do you?
The table is complete.
Yeah, why don't you print out Muncie? That was a
good question.
Okay, I don't have
Muncie. Print out Moscow and Paris.
Because I wanted to show you tables which are not complete.
We have a lot of Russians.
According to the Mugen Avram, in Muncie, the longest minute in Muncie, longest hour in Muncie, is 97 minutes.
And the shortest is?
The shortest is, according to the Mugen Avram, 63.
What's the lowest
Shema
time for the
week? That means it's always going to be more than 12 hours, even now in the depths of winter. Today, what's today's date?
Today's December
7th. Okay, he doesn't have December 7th, but he has December 6th. On December 6th, the Groz Shah's minus is 47 minutes. That's almost as short as it gets. The shortest is 46. The Morgan Avram Shah's minus is 63 minutes. Because it's still well over 12 hours. Not by much, but it's well over 12 hours from dawn till absolute dark. Okay, so therefore, according to Magen Avraham, Zman Kriyat Shema, with his 3 hours, was over yesterday, usually it's a 36-minute gap, or more or less, was over yesterday at,
9:27.
8:32, no. Magen Avraham is 8:32. The Gra was 9:27. Because the absolute, again, you go from dawn, according to Magen Avraham, 3 hours, and 3 times 63 is a lot. But it starts way back. Right? It's 3 times 63 from here. Whereas the Magen of the Groh is 3 times 47, but it starts here, so it's going to be later.
Wait, where did you get the 47
and the 63? 63 is when out, if you take this line, from at dawn till dusk, and divide it in 12. Each arrow will be 63 minutes.
Right?
And
by 12,
that's the Magen Avraham. The other guy
doesn't look at sunrise and
sunset. The other guy being the Groh. Doesn't look at dawn and... So it should be shorter. So he doesn't look at dawn and absolute darkness, but the way he looks at sunrise and sunset.
It should be shorter than the Magen Avraham.
No, because it's shorter time, but it starts much later. It starts at least 72 minutes later. 90, according to the true possession, 90 minutes later, right? At very least 72 minutes, according to Rambam, who said 72 minutes, so at least, this starts at least 72 minutes earlier, right? According to our understanding now, that 72 minutes really means 90 minutes, because 72 plus a quarter, so this starts 90 minutes earlier. So this has a tremendous head start, even though the hours are long.
Is there ever a point where the draw will be earlier than...
Never.
Never.
Okay, so now before you ask. Now, bear in mind, according to most Rishonim, not according to Tosfos Reed, and I'm going to have to clarify tomorrow, because it's getting later, maybe. But according to most Rishonim, the whole system of going from absolute dawn to absolute dark is based on the assumption that the earth goes around the dome at night. That's it?
Around the
what? The sun goes around the dome at night. Because that's what it means. That's why you can consider it day from the time that the sun comes around the rim, and night until the time that the sun goes around the other side of the rim and stops giving light. According to the Kohanim, which the Groh follows, you can't say that. Doesn't work that way. Yeah.
So, as an astronomer, I should go by Groh.
Yeah,
you're sure. Oh, so, but there isn't a 36-minute, I thought there's always a 36-minute difference.
So where's the only 36-minute difference come from? So now, the reason is because most halachic tables, except for Dr. Lee, Professor Levy, who's a real astronomer, most astronomical tables take the Magna Bronze time, the Zan Kirishma, as being fixed, meaning fixed by the 72. Meaning they take 72 of our clock minutes. 72 minutes between here and here. And 72 minutes between here and here. And they say, well, divide the 72 tacked on to the length of the day, right? That divide that by 12. And since it's a fixed amount, so therefore, the Zman Kirishma is always going to be 36 minutes before the grow. Why is that? Because 72 and 72 is...
144. Divided by 12 is 12 times 3 hours, 36.
Very good. You got that very fast. Nobody else got it as fast as you. Nobody else did. Everyone's still wondering where you got
that. I got
second place. Okay. So in other words, according, if you take 72 minutes exactly, always, day in, day out, as being the fixed distance between Alosa Shachar, dawn, and sunrise, and between sunset and absolute dark, so you add on to the gross day, 144 minutes, right? 72 plus 72, right? That means that each hour is going to be 12 minutes longer according to the Magen Avraham than according to the Gros. Because 144 divided by 12 is 12 minutes. So each one is 12 minutes. So the Zman Kriyat Shema is 3 hours. So therefore, the Magen Avraham is always going to be 36 minutes later. Now there are many people in this world who are not clear on the Magen Avraham Shema, who want to say Shema before the Magen Avraham Shema. The problem is that they're assuming the Magen Avraham Zman is based on this calculation, which is almost untenable. Because, A, the 72 minutes, as we have proved, according to most Rishonim, should be really our 90 minutes. Why? Because we have proven, based on the Leket Yosher, that every minute is really a minute and a quarter. So therefore, that's mistake number one. It really should be 90 minutes and not 72 minutes. Mistake number two is that it would seem, as Professor Levy points out, that it really is not fixed on the clock, but rather has to do with light and darkness, right? And the amount of, therefore, it really is the amount of degrees that the sun is beneath the horizon. And the amount of degrees that the sun beneath the horizon on an equinox day, based on the 72 minutes, is 16.1 degrees. And the amount of time, if you take 72 minutes, is being literal. If you take 90 minutes, it's 19.8 degrees, right? And you should have to determine that each day of the year when that occurs. And that's what you're supposed to divide by 12. So the time which we give for Magen Avraham, generally speaking, in most halakhic calendars, except for Professor Levy's, is meaningless. Because it's only taking one shita, which is probably not the right shita in the Magen Avraham.
But it's
that's another reason to keep the grow. Because the grow is very easy to figure out. By the way, just before you ask, one thing is that there's even a sheet of the Ben Ish Chai. Now, this is major, I have to tell you, major application of this, which I'll have to explain more tomorrow. But you know, in the summer, especially in places like Detroit, where also Jews are not meant to live, right? So Shabbos begins very late. And they begin Shabbos, or they make early Shabbos. And early Shabbos, though, has to begin after Plaga Mincha. Plaga Mincha, you see, it's in almost in the middle of the chart, Peleg Mincha. Mm-hmm. Now, Plaga Mincha, or Peleg Mincha, is an hour and a quarter before sunset. Okay, it's an hour and a quarter. Mm-hmm. And according to the Gros, it's very easy to figure out that hour and a quarter, right? Because an hour and a quarter is an hour and a quarter based on the day between sunrise and sunset, divided by 12. And that's why you take, let's say, if we want to make early Shabbos today, it would be crazy, but if we want to make early Shabbos today, then we would take night with sunset today, which is, you don't have December 6th, but you have, well, I will tell you that sunset yesterday was, when today is 4:27, right? We take a Shah's minus and a quarter before that, which is 47 plus 25% before that, and we'd be able to start Mincha Shabbos already at 3:29. But not earlier than 3:29. Okay? So you have to start, you can start at 4:27, which is actual sunrise, or sunset, or almost an hour later, which is an hour and a quarter of Shah's Manit, which is 3:29.
What does that mean? Pele,
from Pele. I'll explain it tomorrow. But I don't want to. I don't want to go over too much overtime. So it means literally, it means a half. We say plav because we're Yeshivish. The proper grammar is Pele. Okay. I work for art school, and I see we get proper files with the proper, you know, nukudos. And it's amazing how many things the yeshiva guys mispronounce, as opposed to what they're actually supposed to say. But that's the way we are. Okay, so in any event, the thing is, like the brush, they're easy to plug a mincha or pellet mincha, like I just did. But how are you going to plug a mincha according to the Magen Avraham? Is it 1 hour quarter is based on the 72 minutes, or 1 1/4 hour is based on the 90 minutes, or the Ben Ishchai has the coolest thing. The Ben Ishchai was the major starting place of the last 150 years. The Ben Ishchai says, you want to know how we do it in Baghdad? What we do in Baghdad is we take the 72 minutes at the beginning, right? But at the end of the day, we take the grub. So that at the end of the day, they say, whatever it is, let's say around 20 minutes for argument's sake. So we take, it's completely outside the coinos, right? We add up 72 at the beginning, and 20 at the end, and we divide that by 12. And that's how we get our plaga mincha. So point to Ben Ishchai, of course, noon will never be at noon. Right? You'll never have noon at noon. Because noon will always be sometime before, because the days are not symmetrical. So I have a friend in Chicago who has a shul, which wants to bow at the same time every Arab Shabbos during the summer. They don't want to have to go always by Praga Mincha, which according to the Gra is early, right? Much earlier than according to the Magen Avraham. So he fixed the Mincha at around 7 o'clock. And every Friday he says, I'm doing it according to a different Praga Mincha. So it's not the time for davening which changes, it's the Praga Mincha which changes. This is going to this Magen Avraham, this is going to that Magen Avraham, sometimes going to the Gros, but since there's every which way to make it work out. So you can make it work out with a variation of one or two. I don't think so.
But you got to stick to one if you want to.
No, but the thing is like this. The main thing is it shouldn't be contradictory. Right. That's the thing. On the day itself, you have to be internally consistent. That's called, it should be Tarkei D'Satzer. Mm-hmm. Even though the Hasidim are not mocking on Tarkei D'Satzer, they don't mind diving Mincha after Plag, and before Shkia, and Dabi Marek after Plag before Shkia, but we Mitzvah didn't have a problem doing that. So we try to make it not Tarkei D'Satzer. It shouldn't be a contradiction. That if we're making early Shabbat, that means before Plag Mincha we daven Mincha, and after Plag Mincha we say we start Shabbat. But, so, we don't want to be tied to the statue. So whichever way, it doesn't have to be tied to the statue. Internally, it's just on that day, that's good enough for him. And that's what the congregation wanted. So
yeah, apparently it's good for the
congregation. Does the yeshiva then run to a problem? Because they fix Mincha at, like, 7 o'clock. Right, so isn't that too late for Plag? But then, so
I don't know why the yeshiva does that. It's a rarity. The yeshivas usually don't do that, I guess.
Or you don't know.
Maybe there's a lot of Bob, but no. Maybe it's a lot about Batim Damian, I don't know why, but...
So we're actually dabbling too late for Plag, and then too, but the two, or too...
It
or
is
too,
fixed here in the summer,
it's
right?
It's fixed, yeah.
So that's really Hasidish. I don't know, I guess, you know, sometimes you can... Sometimes you can be Hasidish. I don't know what the issue is.
Sure.
Okay, but we have a lot more to do this week, but I think we're coming now to see how things tie together.